Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I'm going to show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call today, go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to explode your business today. When you arrive at my Freight Sales Success Store, you'll see a number of products available there today for purchase. First one you'll see is my Freight Sales Success Guide, typically for beginner and struggling freight agents. If you're searching for motivation to get on the phone and make those required calls to connect with the marketplace, then opt for my Freight Sales Success Quotes. If you're searching for specific skills, which this profession requires many of them, then opt for my Freight Sales Success Skills. Also new is my Freight Sales Success Training. It's a 17-video course that takes you from not knowing anything about moving freight, going through the process, watching the videos, to actually moving your first load and beyond. That's my Freight Sales Success Training. All of these products are available today and downloadable at my Freight Sales Success Store. And while you're there taking in all this free information, right away just go to my contact page. Go to the contact page, and when you get there, enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. Also, you're going to get my attachments, free attachments that I go over on each and every call. Also, just as a freebie for opting in, you'll receive my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Will Increase Their Income. And again, this is a document that's been downloaded thousands of times before. And if you have any questions today regarding the call, anything that I went over, my topic, give me a call. I'm Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Also, if you're ready to join our top-producing freight sales team, again, call me, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is phrases that freight sales agents won't say. Phrases that freight sales agents won't say, and let me just clarify that by saying phrases that successful freight sales agents won't say, especially during their conversations that they're having with their customers and prospects. So for those of you that are on my email contact list, go ahead and scroll down to any one of those email invites that I sent you today. Down at the bottom will be a host of free attachments. These are the attachments that I'll go over today. Again, you receive these free when you go to tedkeysonline.com. Go to my contact page and enter your contact details. So let's talk about, hold on a second, folks. Let's talk about conversing today. As you know, just during regular conversations that you have just with friends, family, whoever it may be, there's a probability that somewhere during that conversation something will be said and the other person will either not like it or take offense to it. Unfortunately, that happens in our profession too, the freight sales profession. Now, I'm going to go over with you today nine phrases that successful freight sales agents won't say. The great thing about these phrases is this applies to most conversations that you'll have with anybody. So once I go over these, really read this document over and over again and really practice these phrases, practice these principles that I'm going to talk about today. And you can apply these to most conversations that you have. So let's talk about the nine phrases that successful freight sales agents won't say. Now, we've all said things that people interpreted much differently than we thought they would. And by the way, this is the first attachment that I'm going over right now at the bottom of your email invite that I sent you today. These comments lead to awful feelings that only come when you've planted your foot firmly into your mouth. Verbal slip-ups often occur because we say things without knowledge of the subtle implications that these verbal slip-ups carry. Understanding this requires awareness and ability to pick up on the emotions and experiences of other people, especially our prospects and the customers that we deal with on a regular basis, weekly, monthly, as long as we deal with them. TalentSmart is a data collection company that's tested the emotional intelligence, or the EQ, of more than 1 million people. And what they did was they discovered that social awareness is a skill in which many of us are totally lacking in. We're basically oblivious to the things that we say or do to individuals. We lack this awareness because we're so focused on what we're going to say next and how what other people are saying affects us, that we completely lose sight of those people that we're actually talking to and conversing to, i.e. our prospects and our customers. This is a challenge because all people are different. As I explain in a lot of my training, there are 4 different personality types that we deal with regularly on a regular basis. So just by saying that right there, all people are different. You won't understand someone until you focus all your attention on his or her or in his or her direction. The beauty of being aware is that a few simple adjustments of what you say can vastly improve your relationships with these other people that you deal with on a regular basis. To that end, here's 9 phrases. Again, there's 9 phrases that successful freight sales agents are careful to avoid in casual conversation that they have with their prospects and their customers, and that you should avoid them as well at all costs. So, first phrase number 1 is, you look tired. Let me say that again. Phrase number 1 is, you look tired. That is a phrase that you should or won't say if you are successful. Just as a regular communicator, you look tired. Tired people are incredibly unappealing. Would any of you disagree with that? They have droopy eyes, and they have messy hair. They have trouble concentrating, and they're typically grouchy and downcast. Telling someone they look tired, especially when they're not, implies all of the above and then some. Here's what you say instead of, you look tired. Say, is everything good? Or is everything okay? Is everything good with you? Most people ask if someone is tired because they're intending to be helpful. They want to know if the other person is generally okay. Instead of assuming someone else's disposition, just ask them. Again, just come right out and say, just ask, is everything good? Is everything okay? Then they'll open up and they'll share with you if and only if they want to. More importantly, they'll see you as concerned instead of rude. So, hold on a second. Phrase number 1, to not use is, you look tired. What you say instead is everything good or is everything okay? Phrase number 2 in our first attachment there is that you won't say or that you don't say is, wow, you've lost a ton of weight. Now, granted, our profession requires a lot. Most of it is phone conversation. So you really are unable to see what somebody else looks like on the other end of your telephone line. But this is the same regardless. I mean, you see pictures. You may see your prospects' pictures on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on whatever it is. You may see a change here and there. You may hear a change in their voice. Regardless, phrase number 2, to not say, is, wow, you've lost a ton of weight. Once again, it's a well-meaning compliment that creates the impression that you're being critical. Telling someone that they've lost a ton of weight suggests that they used to look or they used to be fat or unattractive. Here's what you say instead. What you say instead is, wow, you look fantastic. Let me say that again. Wow, you look fantastic. This one is an easy fix, very easy to fix. Instead of comparing how they look now to how they used to look, just compliment them for looking great. What a solution to the problem. It takes their past, which is how they used to look, right out of the picture. So phrase number 2 is, that you're not going to say anymore, wow, you've lost a ton of weight. You're going to change that to, wow, you look fantastic. Phrase number three that you're not going to say anymore as a successful freight sales agent, and that is, you are too good for them anyway. You are too good for them anyway. When someone severs ties with a relationship of any type, personal or professional, this comment implies that they had bad taste and they made a poor choice in the first place. Here's what you say instead. Simple fix, their loss. Real simple, two words, their loss. This provides some enthusiastic support and optimism without any implied criticism. So phrase number three that you're going to strike from your language is, you were too good for them anyway. Follow that up with, or change that to, their loss. Phrase number four that you're going to strike from your vocabulary is, you always or you never. Let me say that again, you always or you never. This is typical for somebody that has a very close relationship with each other, and unfortunately they're at odds with each other. These two words come up typically. You always do this, you never do that. You always do this, you never do that. And yes, it can happen in freight sales as well. No one always or never does anything. People don't see themselves as one-dimensional. So you shouldn't attempt to define them as such. These phrases make people defensive and closed off to your message, which is a really bad thing because you likely use these phrases when you have something important to discuss. What are you going to say instead? Well, the thing to say instead is, it appears that you do this often, or you do this often enough for me to notice that you do it. Simply point out what the other person did that's a problem for you, and stick to the facts and don't exaggerate. So phrase number four that you're going to strike from your vocabulary is, you always or you never. Switch that up with, it appears that you do this often, or you do this often enough for me to notice. That is phrase number four. Phrase number five is, you look good or you look great for your age. One more time, you look great for your age. Using for your is a qualifier that always comes across as condescending and rude, believe it or not. For your, remember that. No one wants to be smart for an athlete or in good shape relative to other people who are also knocking on death's door, believe it or not. People simply want to be smart and fit. What are you going to say instead? Well, you're going to follow that up with, you look great. One more time, you look great. This one is another easy fix. Genuine compliments don't require qualifiers. So, phrase number five that you're going to strike from your language is, you look great for your age. What you're going to say instead is, you look great. That's it. Just, you look great for your age. Just take out and say, you look great, period. Phrase number six that you're going to strike from your vocabulary as a successful freight sales agent is, bear with me, you're going to strike, as I said before. That's phrase number six. As I said before, we all forget things from time to time. This phrase makes it sound as if you've insulted, as if you're insulted at having to repeat yourself, which is hard on the recipient, someone who is generally interested in hearing your perspective on an issue that you may be discussing. Getting insulted over having to repeat yourself suggests that you're either you're insecure or that you think you're better than everyone else, or both, believe it or not. Few people who use this phrase actually feel that way. So phrase number six that you're going to strike is, as I said before, here's what you're going to say to replace it, and that is, do you remember what I said earlier about blank, or whatever it is you're talking about? Do you remember what I said earlier about blank? When you say this, convey your message in a clearer and more interesting manner. This way you'll better remember what you said. So phrase number six that you're going to strike again from your language is, as I said before, follow that up with, do you remember what I said earlier about whatever it is that you talked about earlier? Phrase number seven, guys, that you're going to strike from your language, and that is good luck. How often do you hear people say good luck to you? When somebody says good luck to me, I may even come back with, hey, if I get this, it's going to be due to my own ability, due to my own perseverance, due to my own determination, because really luck doesn't even exist. If something happens, it happens based on the action that you took to get it. So the two words that you're definitely going to strike from your vocabulary, and this is phrase number seven, is good luck. You will never hear me say at the end of a call, you know, take care and good luck. God bless you and good luck. If I can ask God to bless you, the last thing I'm going to tell you is to follow that up with good luck. So good luck, get rid of it. This is a subtle one. It certainly isn't the end of the world if you wish someone good luck, but you can do better because this phrase implies that they need luck or they require luck to succeed. What are you going to say instead for phrase number seven? You're just going to say, I know you have what it takes. I know that everyone on the call today has what it takes to be a successful freight sales agent. I'm not going to wish you good luck in the process. This is better than wishing them luck. This is better than me wishing you luck, because suggesting that you have the skills required to succeed provides a huge boost of your confidence. You'll stand out from everyone else who simply wishes them luck. So phrase number seven that you're going to strike is good luck. You're going to replace that with, I know you have what it takes. Moving on, guys, we're approaching the end here. Phrase number eight that you're going to strike from your vocabulary is, it's up to you or whatever you want. It's up to you or whatever you want. While you may be indifferent to the question, your opinion is important to the person asking, or else he wouldn't have asked you in the first place. This is typically when somebody asks you for your opinion on something, and you come back with, it's up to you, or whatever you want. Here's what you replace those words with, and that is, I don't have a strong opinion either way. Again, provided you don't have a strong opinion, your other selection is, but a couple of things to consider are, I don't have a strong opinion either way, but a couple of things to consider are, when you offer an opinion, either even without choosing a side, it shows that you care about the person that's actually asking you for your opinion. So, phrase number eight that you're going to strike from your vocabulary is, it's up to you or whatever you want. Replace that with, I don't have a strong opinion either way, but a couple of things to consider are, and then go ahead and give your opinion or those considerations that you have. Moving on to our last page of this document, nine phrases successful freight sales agents won't say. Number nine is, well, at least I've never. Let me say that again. Well, at least I've never. This phrase is an aggressive way to shift attention away from your mistake by pointing out an old, likely irrelevant mistake that the other person made, who knows, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, and one you should have forgiven them by now. So, well, at least I never. You're going to strike that and replace it with, I apologize for. Replace it with the words, I apologize for, and whatever you have to apologize for or forgive them for or ask for forgiveness for. Owning up to your mistake is the best way to bring the discussion to a more rational, calm place so that you can work things out. Admitting guilt is an amazing way to prevent escalation. Phrase number nine that you're going to strike from your vocabulary as a professional freight sales agent is, well, at least I've never, and replace that with, I apologize for. Just in concluding this topic that I'm going over with you today, in everyday conversation, it's the little things that make all the difference. Try these suggestions out, and say these phrases, work them into your conscience, and you'll be amazed at the positive responses that you receive from whoever it is that you're conversing with, especially freight prospects and freight customers. Awesome topic today. Again, nine successful phrases that freight sales agents won't say. Nine successful phrases that freight sales agents won't say. Let's move on to some motivation, folks. Go ahead and open up that attachment number two. Attachment number two reads, and again, this all fits in with my topic that I went over today. I'm going to go over 6 points to motivate you to the highest level. The first attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that to expand your freight business, make the commitment to get lots of attention. To expand your freight business, again, commit yourself to get lots of attention. That's how we're going to get business. We're going to acquire business when we go out into the marketplace and we get people's attention. If you've got the attention of two individuals, that's going to be indicative of your results. If you've got the attention of, say, 1,000 individuals, that will be indicative of the results you're getting. As I said earlier, this goes hand in hand. To expand your freight business, make the commitment to get lots of attention. Plain and simple, the more attention that you get in the freight marketplace, the higher the probability your level of success will be, provided that you converse and build those relationships with your prospects and your customers as they require it, as they require it. So, to expand your freight business, make the commitment to get lots of attention. You will not survive in this profession if you don't get attention from the marketplace, and not only that, but get lots of attention. Let's move on to attachment three. Attachment number three reads, this is going hand in hand with what I just mentioned. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is strangers. Believe it or not, strangers have everything that you want and everything that you desire. Unfortunately, we were raised when our parents told us and when other individuals told us, don't talk to strangers. Believe it or not, that was a detriment. It may have kept you safe on one hand, but later on in life, hey, to be successful, we have to communicate with strangers. And believe it or not, strangers, meaning our prospects and our customers, these strangers, believe it or not, have everything that we desire and that we require. So remember, when you're talking to your prospects and customers, strangers, believe it or not, strangers in the marketplace, strangers that you haven't spoken to before, strangers that you've just started speaking to and they're becoming acquaintances, strangers have everything that you want, desire, and require, believe it or not. Let's move on to attachment number four, guys. Attachment number four in this topic of nine successful phrases that freight sales agents won't say. Attachment number four reads, remember when you're talking to your prospects and customers, never assume your prospect is warm. Never, ever assume that your prospect is warm. Always assume that they are cold. This is typically in the beginning stages of connecting and building a relationship with your prospect and your future customers. You call them once, you've got their information, you may have sent them out an email, you're calling them the second time, the third time. Never ever assume that they remember who you are. Don't ever do that. Always assume that they don't remember, okay? Then you can go back in and say, hey, this is Ted. Then you jog their memory. We spoke 2 weeks ago. I called you about moving your freight. You haven't put me on your freight sales list yet. Say a couple things, notes that you took in the conversation that you had with them. The main point here is this. Never assume that your prospect will remember you and the conversation that you had, one, two, or three emails or telephone calls before you make this one. Always assume that they are cold and that they don't remember you at all. By doing that, you can go right into your conversation, because if you assume that they are warm, then you're going to be sitting there like, oh boy, what do I say next? Never assume your prospect is warm. Always assume that they are cold, especially in the early stages of building a relationship with anybody. Let's move on to attachment number five, folks. Attachment number five reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is you won't make any money until prospects get involved with you. Meaning, You're not going to make any money until you build relations with these folks. Now, how long do you have to build a relationship before you get business from anybody? Every single prospect and customer is different. Hey, you might move a load right away with one prospect, turn them into a customer, and you may not move another one with them for 2 months, okay? The point is, you're not going to move loads or move freight for anybody unless you get involved with them. Getting involved means getting on the phone, emailing, and connecting and collaborating with whoever it is, with that contact list that you're always, always growing, adding more and more people to it. So my main point, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is you won't make money until prospects actually get involved with you. Let's move on to attachment number six, guys. Attachment number six, free attachment number six. And that is, when you're calling your prospects and customers, people, prospects, customers don't refer average. One of the easiest customers that you can get is when somebody refers somebody to you. When somebody refers somebody to you, that is the easiest customer that you can ever get. Here's the thing. People will not refer people that are average, that just do mediocre to average work. They reward or they refer people that go above the standard, above the fray, above that middle line, that are up here, you know, that do check calls, that tell them, you know, that their load is picked up, you know, that gives them acceptable rates and outstanding service. It's your service that's going to get the attention. It's them seeing that you go above and beyond what everybody else does. That is above average. So that's what you're shooting for. When you get above that average line, that's when people or your customers and prospects really take notice, and that's when they refer you to other individuals. So remember when you're talking to your prospects and customers that people, prospects, customers don't refer average individuals to other individuals or to their acquaintances. Let's move on to our last attachment, folks, and that is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, best point of the day, there is absolutely no ceiling to the amount of success that you desire. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers one more time, there's absolutely no ceiling to the amount of success that you desire. You may think, hey, there's so many freight agents in this industry. Well, believe me, when you provide outstanding service, that's what gets noticed. And when you provide service, you're going to get more customers. You are going to see the potential. When you start off, you're not going to see it. But keep this thought in mind at all times when you're just starting out, when you're having those early challenges getting going and building your foundation. And that is, one more time, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, there's absolutely no ceiling to the amount of success that you desire. What you have to do first and foremost is set goals and work toward achieving those goals that you've set. Great topic today. Again, I know I've repeated it a lot of times already, but topic today is 9 phrases successful freight sales agents won't say. Again, phrases that freight sales agents won't say. And just wrapping this up for today, guys. Again, thanks for joining me on my Tuesday conference call. Just wrapping this up. Do you want to receive your weekly email invite to this and every call? Well, then go to my website, tedkeysonline.com/contacts, and enter your contact detail. That will get you your weekly email invite to this and every call, along with the attachments that I send out on each and every call as well. Now, the question is, are you ready to join our, meaning my, Maria's, top producing freight sales team? There's a reason why you got on this call today, because you know you're in for some great training. Are you ready to join our team? Then give me a call, Ted Keys. I'm at 626-309-9141. Great topic today. I'll see you all again next week, same time at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday conference call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.